The next question comes from Shanna Morgan, and she's from Atlanta, Georgia. Her question is, if you popped your knuckles as a child and occasionally continue, how does this affect your joints?
I have a feeling that she's doing a little more than occasional popping, or she wouldn't be asking that question.
In Georgia, that's a special thing to do.
In Georgia, it's a crime.
You can get thrown in the clink, as they say.
In the who? What is that?
There is a word.
Hooch, the hoose, the caboose.
You get thrown in something.
We found in all your research. Dr. Goldberg, there will be times when I say we, and there's no need to actually take umbrage at the fact that you did a lot of, maybe even more than a lot of the research.
That does bring up a funny thing from the hospital, is we always, you know, you'll go to the nurse, you'll say, can we give that guy an enema? And it's not we, it's you give that guy an enema. But anyway, get back to Shauna's question.
We found that knuckle cracking is relatively innocuous, right? Relatively harmless.
Very well said, Dr. Lehner.
Thank you. Oh.
No, basically, it does not cause arthritis, which has been the big fear. It can stretch the ligaments in your joints, and that can cause a decrease in your grip strength over time, but don't worry about arthritis. And basically, all that happens when you're popping your knuckles is there's little air bubbles in the joint fluid, and that makes the popping sound as you stretch.
That would be the synovial fluid.
Oh, look at me. Synovial fluid.
You know, Billy, come to think of it, there are parts of the body that probably shouldn't be cracked or popped, aren't there?
Yes, there are, Dr. Lehner. We should get in the first fist fight in all of podcasting history.
All right. Well, we'll intervene at that point.